Welcome to the Jewish Prayer Podcast, where we uncover the depth, beauty, and relevance of the timeless words of Jewish prayer. Here is your host, Rabbi Yossi Lindenbaum.
Okay, just a few words of introduction. I was listening back on the whole class, and it's pretty unclear. I apologize, but I actually said this comment in the end, but it definitely belongs in the beginning. First of all, this is for the general audience. Maybe this class you're not up to it yet, but I hope one day you'll get to. I think the way to listen to this class and get the most out of it is by doing it along with a prayer book. I've gotten comments even in other classes. It's really helpful to do it in that way, and maybe you need to listen to it more than one time. It's something you have to work on and something you have to try to absorb. Maybe it'll take a few rounds where you listen to the class, go into prayer, and see how that sounds. And then when you have problems, revisit the class, and God willing, it'll move up and become more and more meaningful for you along the way. Okay. Thank you. Hope you enjoy the episode. Okay, welcome back. We're here on the Jewish Prayer Podcast, but we are giving another advanced class. This is definitely an advanced class. This is something I'm a little bit, the class today's program today is something I'm a little bit intimidated by, maybe subconsciously pushing this off, but here we are. I hope it comes out nicely. And let's just explain our objective. We're going to go through the prayer known as Hodu. It's a very long when going through something like this, it's hard to make heads or tails or figure out the flow, and it just seems excessive. But like we said before in our introduction to Pesukei Dezimra, this is a song. We're trying to feel something, and so sometimes it takes time. Sure, the ideal, maybe we can figure out every word and every choice of word, and we do believe this is written divinely inspired, and every word is important. And the ones who chose to put this in the prayer are also very important and why they put it there. But I don't think our job here is to figure out every word like that. It's really just to get the basic idea. We're going to go through the words so that we understand what each word means, but not exactly the choice of why it chose those words. Okay, so let's do it, and let's stop talking about what we're going to do. Again, we just started our Pesukei Dezimra with our opening blessing. And here we're going to have the Hodu, which is broken into three parts. Now, it's interesting. In most prayer books, they break this into four paragraphs. I'm going to ignore those paragraphs. The commentaries that I used don't seem to acknowledge those paragraphs as being significant. The Hodu is one long prayer. That one long prayer has three parts to it. Now, let's actually say it like this. There's really two parts to it. The first bunch of it, it's actually nearly 30 verses, are a direct quote from the book of Divrei Hayamim, Chronicles, very similar to Tehillim, and it is Divrei Hayamim as a whole. The book of Divrei Hayamim is a lot of repetition of what you have other places in Tanakh, and this is also. So that's the first part. That song, I say three parts, is really two halves, and we'll see. And then finally, then there's the third part is a whole bunch of verses together. And we'll see those verses have themes. And I guess when we'll get to it, we'll explain that. So first on this first half, Divrei Hayamim explains that this is a song that David instituted at a certain time when the Aron was brought back, when they were doing daily services. They had a morning service and an evening service. The Tamid, the two sacrifices, I should say, a morning and evening, and they had a song associated with each of those sacrifices, and those songs are right here. Now, the two songs have very different themes, like you would think, because you have the morning sacrifice in the afternoon, and so the morning is about the morning of our nation, the beginning of our nation, and that's the song that we sing in the beginning, talking about the early days, the days of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our forefathers, and really, in some ways, the glory days when God chose us. This is why we are the Jewish people, because Hashem saw Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, said, you're going to be my people. So the song that was sung every morning, instituted by David, was this mourning song. Again, this wasn't the song that was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was only in the early days when David was still around. By the way, the Nusach Svar that we discussed actually put this before Baruch Sha'amar, because they really connect this to Karbanos, to the sacrifices that were much earlier, because this is part of that. That explains that other version. And then the second part is about our future glory. The afternoon is about what is yet to come, our future glory. So here we go. Hodu la Hashem kiru b'shmo. Let's praise, let's thank Hashem, call out in his name. Okay, declaring his name, saying that he is responsible for everything. Hodiu ba'amim alilosav. Let's let the nations know about his elevation. Okay, his acts, it says. Alilosav, I think it means his exalted acts, from the word al, like on top of. Alilosav. Shirulo, zamrulo, sing to him. We explain two different expressions of song. Sichu b'chol neflosav. Let's talk about all his wonders. Okay, so this is like expression after expression of saying how wonderful and great God is. His salalu, let him be praised. B'shem kach, with his holy name. Yismach lev mevakshe Hashem. I had an interesting thought, if I can lend my own idea over here. Yismach lev, let the heart be happy. Mevakshe Hashem, those who seek Hashem. Where does that come in here? So I once heard one of the greatest advertisements for religious life. If you like religious life and you want other people to join along too, and you want to be a good advertisement, be happy. If people look at you and say, wow, you're happy, then that is, it's called the Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name. So Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem, be happy. We're talking here about declaring God's name in the world, singing to him, praising him. One of the greatest ways we could praise him and proclaim his glory is if those who seek him are happy. Maybe the more simple reading of that is that we ask that through the glory of Hashem, then those who seek him will be happy, because they're happy because it's like they're fans of Hashem. So when he's winning, they'll be happy. Either way, Dir Shu Hashem v'Uzai, seek out Hashem and his strength. Bakshu Panav Tamid, look for his face constantly. Okay, just always look for him, meaning look for his wonder in this world. You see this world, point out the parts of God's goodness and his greatness. Zichron Flosav, remember the wonders, Asher Asa, that he did. Mofsav, his miracles. Mishpate Pio, and his justice. It's part of God's glory, is justice, an idea of fairness. If this world, now there is unfairness in this world, and that's disturbing, and that's a bothersome. This is why one of the questions, tough questions on monotheism. Why do bad things happen to good people? But whenever you see justice, which is a general matter of this world, things have a rhyme and a reason that is declaring God's glory. Zera Yisrael Avdo, and, you know, the greatest of this glory is the children of Yisrael, his servant. Bnei Yaakov Bechirav, the sons of Yaakov, his chosen one. I'm sorry. That's not the greatness. We're saying all the greatness, look out the greatness, and now we're talking to the children of the Jewish people. Jews, Hu Hashem Elokeinu, he is Hashem our God, b'chol ha'aretz mishpatav, in all land is his justice. Zichru le'olam briso, remember forever his covenant, davar tziva le'alef dor, that which he has commanded for 1,000 generations, meaning he made a covenant with us forever. 1,000 generations is much longer than it's been since Avraham. Asher karz es Avraham u'shvas le'Yitzchak, he made that covenant with Avraham, a swearing to Yitzchak, v'yimidel Yaakov l'chok, and kept it with Yaakov as a rule, Yisrael b'risolam, to the Jewish people, a covenant forever. So, again, let's proclaim God, let's see him all over the place, and remember that he made a deal with us. Le'mor l'cha etin etz Kanan. What was the deal? To you I will give the land of Canaan. Chevel nachlaschem, this is the rope, I guess, of your inheritance, meaning a strong inheritance. Bioscham is saying his part. That promise was given when we were very few, just when we were Avram. Kemat Vigarimba, when we're few and sojourners there, we didn't really have a lot of people, and Hashem promised us. We didn't own the land, but he gave us that land. And we went from nation to nation, right? There are the travels of the forefathers going. Avram went down to Egypt. Yitzchak went to Gerar. Yaakov went to Mitzrayim. From one kingdom to another, like I just described. Hashem did not allow any man to oppress them. That's the stories of Avimelech. Hashem protected Avram and Yitzchak, and Paro, Hashem protected Avram. Vayochach aleihem malachim, and man refers to Esav and Lavan and those people. Here it refers to vayochach aleihem malachim and reprimanded kings, which is what I just, Avimelech and Paro. Al tigu mashicho, that's what Hashem said, don't touch my anointed one, uvneviyai al tareyu, and don't be bad against my prophets. Really, even that may refer to Sarah, where Hashem says she was a prophetess. Okay, and that is really the end of it. Interesting. That is the song that they would sing every morning, proclaiming God's glory and remembering, of course, the greatest times of Hashem's proclamation, of our proclamation of Hashem's glory, where Hashem, when we were very few, Hashem made a deal with us, and this is the birth of the Jewish people. So every morning, we recall that birth. Again, there's no paragraph here, but it's explained that this is the second part. Shiru Lashem Kala Aretz. And really, this is the hope of what will be, because Hashem is known among the Jews, but the hope is that one day he'll be known everywhere. So while this was a time of glory, the morning, it's not really even the ultimate. The ultimate is when everybody will be able to proclaim that Hashem is king. So Shiru Lashem, let's sing to Hashem Kalar, it's all the land. Basu miyom il yom, Yeshua say, let it be known. Basu is like, give the news, announce. Miyom il yom, from day to day, Yeshua say, his salvation, right, daily, okay. Announce from day to day his salvation. Sapru b'gayim iskvodo, say among the nations his honor. B'chalo amim in the flosa, among all the nations again, his wonders. So we spoke about wonders, but here it's among everyone should proclaim it. Ki gadol Hashem humaod, he is great and praiseworthy, very praiseworthy. V'naruhu akol elo him, he is Elohim, and he is awesome over all other powers that be. Ki kol Elohe Amim Elilim, all the gods of others, or the powers of others, are just nothingness. Kind of a play on words there. The Elilim, that their gods are not really gods at all. Vashem, Shamayim Asan, Hashem has made the heavens. Okay, so this we hope for the day when that glory will be proclaimed. Hod v'hadalafanav, his glory and his splendor are in front of him. Oz v'chedva b'makomo, strength and joy in his place. Havu l'Hashem mishpachos amim, let the nations of the families of the land of the nations should give to Hashem. Havu l'Hashem kavod v'oz, honor and strength. Havu l'Hashem kavod shemo, they should give to Hashem the honor of his name. Su mincha, let them bring a gift. Uvol l'fanav, and come before him. Hishtachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh, let them bow to Hashem in the splendor of his holy place. Chilu mufan of kal aretz, let them tremble in front of him all the land. Af tikon tevel bal timot. The world, tevel is the world. Tikon is fixed, meaning it's in a fixed place. Bal timot, it will not falter. And this really describes a time, you know, we hope that as Hashem's glory passes through the world and goes from the Jews to the rest of the world, that world, it really means human beings, but that will continue on to the whole natural world, and the natural world will be stronger. The corruption, we know in the story of the flood, when there was tremendous corruption in the world, the earth itself became corrupt. According to some sources, it says that the Jews, people, would plant one item and a different thing would sprout forth, which is, you know, doesn't even make any sense. But that's what happens. This world is a product of us. And when we see corruption in the world, we should look at our own selves and understand that we're connected to that. And when we see blessing in this world, that's because of the good deeds of man. So that's what the hope is. We're hoping for one day the world will not falter. Yismuchu, you know, I guess you can almost look at the natural world today and pollution and any kind of, the world is not perfect. The natural world is not perfect through the deeds of man. And that you see almost directly through the pollution of man. The world has become imperfect. So we're praying for the day where the world will be perfect again. Yisrochu Shamayim, the skies will be happy. V'segal Aretz, the land will be joyful. V'yomru Bagoyim, and the nations will say, Hashem Malach, Hashem is king. Hashem really was king. That he's there all along. Yiram Hayom Umloy, the sea and its fullness will roar. Yalot Hasada V'chalashabay, the field and everything in it. Will Yalot is like to praise, exalt. Az Yiranu Atzeyar, the trees of the forest will also sing forth. Mifnei Hashem Ki Volish Bodas Arts, he's coming to judge the land. That's also will happen in the end of days, and there'll be ultimate fairness and justice, which is the greatest proclamation of Hashem's glory. Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, and this is just how we started it off. Give thanks to Hashem because He is good. Ki Lolam Chazdo, because His kindness is forever. V'imro Oshienu Elokei Yishenu, and say, save us, Hashem. This is kind of, this is about the future until now, but now we like rewind back to present day. So we say, okay, God, this is what we're hoping for. Save us now. V'kabtzenu, gather us. V'atzilenu menagoyim, save us from the nations. L'hodos Hashem kachacha, so that we can thank, we can praise Your holy name. L'shtabech v'silasacha, to praise in to praise in your praise, you know. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad olam. Let Hashem's name, the God of Israel, be blessed forever and ever. V'yomru kol ha'am, amen v'hallel Hashem. Amen and praise Hashem. And that is the conclusion of the second part of that, the end of the Divrei Hayamim, where it talks about the future, and we're hoping that the glory of Hashem will spread and spread, and we hope that that comes very soon. Beautiful. So what a great way to start. We talk about the past glory, the future glory, as amazing as it used to be, it'll be even better. Now we have a series of psukim. I think they call them stitches. That's a technical English term, like a groupings of 2 to 3 verses on different themes. I'll list off the themes that we're about to go through. Again, I don't know exactly the pattern, but I think it's more of like a musical where we'll talk about, the first one is Romamu, which is like exalting. Then we'll talk about the mercy of Hashem, and then the strength of Hashem, which is always like a, I always feel like a back and forth. I talk about how great Hashem is, and then I talk about how close He is. Say, right, how amazing and great He is, and then He's Romamu, but then Rachmanas, He has mercy on me personally. It's just much more personal, right? We talk about God, His greatness, and then His personal. Then we talk about His O's, His strength, for a few verses. And then we talk about His Nekama, which is vengeance, which is very personal, getting involved in human affairs. We'll talk about Tzivakos, Hashem's, you know, master of the legions, and then we'll talk about His salvation, personal. Then we'll switch to Bitachon, our trust in Him, and His repaying of that trust, and ultimately what Hashem will do for that trust. Okay, that's the rundown. Let's read this verse by verse. Roma Hashem Elokeinu, v'shtachvu la'adom raglav. Let's exalt Hashem, our God, and bow to His footstool. These two verses are almost identical. They're all these verses are from Tehillim, from Psalms. And look at these two, and I will explain in a second. Roma Hashem Elokeinu v'shtachvu la'arkadsho. Let's exalt Hashem and bow to His great mountain. Ki kadosh Hashem Elokeinu, because Hashem is holy. And the primary difference is, who are you bowing to? We're exalting Hashem because He's holy, but in the middle we say, and bow to His footstool. And in the other one, bow to His mountain, His holy mountain. So one's to His almost lowest point, and one's to His greatest point. And those are two ideas we need to understand. Actually, often the Gemara says that this world is the footstool of God. It's the lower part. He lives in the heavens, and his footstool is here. So we look at the smallest, lowest parts of this world and see God's glory. And then we look at the greatest, most exalted parts of this world, the holy mountain, and bow to that also. Now they enter mercy. B'hu rachum, he is merciful. Yechaper avon, he forgiving of sin. V'lo yashchis, will not destroy. V'hirba lahashav apo, and frequently withdraws his anger. V'lo ya'ir kol chamaso, and he will not arouse his rage. Ata Hashem lo sichla rachamecha mimenu, you Hashem, please do not stop your mercy from me. Chaz techa v'amitcha, your kindness and your truth, tamid yitzruni, should constantly protect me. So Hashem, again, your mercy, we rely on that. Please be merciful, and we rely on it. Zechor rachamecha, Hashem chazadecha, remember your mercy and your kindness, ki me olam hema, because they are they've always been there. The whole world was founded on Hashem's mercy. So we talk about the mercy of Hashem. Now we talk about the greatness. Tinu oz lelukim. Let's talk about the greatness of Hashem. Ayisor gavaso. On Hashem is his majesty, they translate here. His gaiva, his greatness. V'uzay b'ashchakim, and his strength in the clouds. Okay. Nora Elokim Mikdashecha, you are awesome from your sanctuaries. You are awesome from your holy places. Kel Yisrael, Hashem, God of Israel, who knows in Oz, he gives strength. Visatzum Islam, and power to his nation. Baruch Elokim, blessed is he. And those are the two verses of his strength. Okay. I guess one is more about giving the strength, and one is acknowledging the strength that he gives to the people. We give strength to him, he gives strength to us. And now with regards to revenge, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Hashem is a vengeful God. Kel Nekamos Sophia, that always has a bad rap, a vengeful God. I don't understand it in a negative way. To me, vengeance is about justice. When somebody does something wrong to someone, even if you can stop them from doing that, if you really want to be just and fair, you have to undo that and give that person back what's coming to them. Okay, we can get into an eye for an eye, and no one's gaining from that, but without getting into that, I think there's an aspect of justice there in every vengeance. We're not vengeful. We're not allowed to be, because we don't always understand the full calculations. Hashem, who understands everything, he has to right the wrong and put everything back to its original order, and that's sometimes through vengeance. He nasi shofed aretz, arise, O judge of the land, hashev gemul algeim, bring back payment for those who were haughty, lashem Yeshua al amcha birchasachasala. Okay, so this is actually when we're asking Hashem for vengeance, we pray that giving us salvation. I guess when Hashem is vengeful, we're nervous that it will come to us, so we throw in this verse, lashem Yeshua, to Hashem salvation, al amcha berchasecha sela, on the your nation should be blessed. Okay. Then is this idea of tzivakos. Tzivakos means legions, which means like an army, and the idea that Hashem is the general, the head of an army. In an army, there are a lot of different parts, but they're all different and important. That's the aspect we discussed when we say actually the name legions is considered a holy name. We don't even say it, Tzivakos, because it's talking about this glory of Hashem. Hashem Tzivakos imanu. Hashem Tzivakos is with us. Miskav lanu, a stronghold. Miskav means a stronghold. Elokei Yaakov Sela, the God of Yaakov. Hashem Tzivakos Ashriyam Deachbach, lucky is the one, fortunate is the one who trusts you. Okay, so now it's interesting. Even though these three verses that go together, the two I just said about Tzivakos and the following one, Rav Schwab, when he explains the Siddur, he breaks it apart. He says there's the Psukim of Tzivakos. You know, kind of both sides. We're constantly doing this, talking about how great Hashem is. And also, you know, Hashem, please apply that greatness to us. Ashrei Yom Teachbach, if we trust in you. Here it talks about salvation. Hashem Oshia, Hashem, save us. Or save. HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'yonkeinu, the king should answer us on the day that we called out. And another verse of another part of the stitch. Hoshia Samecha, save your nation. Uvarach Es Nachasach, and bless your inheritance. Ureim, lift them up, or really tend to them. Vinasim, and lift them up ad olam, forever. Okay, so we have these verses of salvation. Then we have these verses of bitachon, of our trust in Hashem. Nafshenu chiksel Hashem, our soul longs for Hashem. Ezreinu umaginenu hu, our help and our shield. Ezreinu means he helps us, things that we don't have yet. Our shield is protects us from things that we don't even want to get. Kivo yismach libenu ki v'shem kodesho batachnu, again, our trust. We are joyous in him and we trust him. May your kindness be upon us such that you have we have waited for you. Again, yichalnu is a similar language of trust. Harinu Hashem chazdecha. Show us your kindness. V'yeshacha titen lanu. And your salvation you should give us. Okay, this is hoping now that we have our trust in you, please show us that kindness. Kuma ezra salanu, help us, uftenu man chazdecha, and redeem us. And what does Hashem say? Here we quote a verse of what Hashem says back. I had a teacher who used to scream this verse every day, and I'll explain to you why. I never knew for years why he did, but he would say this very loudly. Most people read it through so quickly, they don't even notice. He says, Anochi Hashem lekacha, I'm Hashem your God, hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, have brought you up from Egypt, harchev picha v'amaleu, widen your mouth and I will fill it. So this is Hashem's answer. I will give you what you need. Why did he scream it? So really, why does it say, interesting language, I brought you up from Egypt. Usually it's I brought you out of Egypt. Here it's I brought you up. Amalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the Gemara in Brachas tells us that really this verse is inappropriate. Because it says, wide, make open your mouth open wide, and I'll fill it. Sounds like ask for everything, and I'll give it to you. And the Gemara says, that's not appropriate. You're not supposed to ask for everything. You're supposed to be a little bit more refined. When you ask Hashem for things, you should ask for what you need, that your needs to be met. But don't ask for everything. And the Gemara answers that this verse is talking about spiritual matters. Ah. In physical matters, when you ask for money, be modest. Ask for enough money to support yourself. Don't ask for ridiculous amounts of money. But when it comes to Torah, to spirituality, open your mouth wide and ask Hashem, as wide as you open it, I'll fill it. And that's why my Rebbe used to screen this, because that's what he was asking every morning from Hashem, to open his mouth wide and spirituality. That's what the ultimate prayer. That's what he really wanted more than anything else. Ashrei Adam, Am Shekach Lo, fortunate is the nation that this is to them, that Hashem answers their prayers. Oh, and that's the language of Hamalchi, brought us up. He didn't just take us out of Egypt and free us, but he really elevated us, and we went to the next level, to a much more spiritual level. So that's our request. Anyways, fortunate is the nation that is, this is for them. Ashri Yom Shehashem Elokav. Fortunate is the nation that Hashem is their God. V'ani b'chazdecha batachti, I trust in your kindness. Yage libi b'shuasecha. My heart rejoices in your salvation. Ashur el Hashem ki gamal alai. I will sing to Hashem, and this will introduce us to the following song that's going to come in the next paragraph. But that is what we're saying. Because I ki gamal alai, because he is kind to me, he pays me. That's why I will sing to Hashem. Okay, that was long. I hope that was helpful. I'd love to get some feedback from the crowd if this was helpful. This is a tricky prayer to do, and really all these prayers of Pesukei Dezimra are a lot more difficult. I think the way to do this is you have to do this multiple times. I've gotten comments that it's helpful to listen to this podcast with an open sitter. So you kind of have to listen with the sitter. Can't just do it while you're driving. And then maybe revisit, then pray the next morning and see how that goes. And then, you know, when you get bumped and stuck on words, go back and revisit either the translation or this podcast. And my goal here is, again, for everyone one day to get to this, even though this is advanced. But one day you'll get to understand this. And as you have different parts of the puzzle of prayer, you'll be able to fit in these extra next levels and take it and appreciate what this is. And it's a song. It's something that is supposed to connect, you're supposed to connect to. So we have, again, these three parts where we talk about two parts from the sacrifices, the morning and the evening, which was our original glory with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and our ultimate glory with the coming of Mashiach. And then we have a number of verses that we bring back. We talk about Hashem, please give us strength and mercy, and we want to trust in you, and that you should repay that trust, God willing. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. For questions, comments, and sponsorship opportunities, please email us at rabbilindenbaum@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.